conflict in the Middle East, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. One wrong move, and these entire regions could explode. The world seems to be on the brink of war, and many Christians see in this the signs of the end times, the revealing of the Antichrist, followed by the Second Coming. And perhaps they're right. However, for centuries, Catholic mystics have spoken of our times as an age of great sin, a time when God would send a terrible chastisement, one that would wipe out a great part of humanity. But they also foretold something else, that from the ashes would come the restoration of the Catholic Church, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart, and the return of Christendom. If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Whiskers, John Wagner, Patrice, and Fernando Vasquez. You can also like and follow us on Facebook and X. The links for both of those are also in the description. When it comes to the prophecies of Catholic mystics throughout the centuries, it can sometimes be difficult to determine whether they refer to events that still are in our future or events that were future to them but have already passed. For example, some mystics foretold events such as the French Revolution or even the First and Second World Wars, events that helped shape the modern world we live in today. But this does not seem to be the case with the prophecies of Blessed Elena Aiello. She received these revelations primarily from Our Lady during the 1950s and 1960s, prophecies that have clearly not come to pass. At Fatima, Our Lady warned that Russia would become an instrument of chastisement. The visions of Blessed Elena appear to expand upon this warning. "See how Russia will burn. All this fire," said the Madonna, "is not that which will fall from the hands of man, but will be hurled directly from the angels. Therefore, I ask for prayers, penance, and sacrifice, so that I may act as mediatrix for my son in order to save souls." "Cry until the priests of God lend their ears to my voice, to advise men that the time is near at hand, and if men do not return to God with prayer and penance, the world will be overturned in a new and more terrible war. Arms most deadly will destroy people and nations. The dictators of the earth, specimens infernal, will demolish the churches and desecrate the Holy Eucharist, and will destroy those things most dear. In this impious war, much will be destroyed of that which has been built by the hands of man. Clouds of lightning, flashes of fire in the sky, and a tempest of fire shall fall upon the world. This terrible scourge, never before seen in the history of humanity, will last 72 hours. Godless persons will be crushed and wiped out. Many will be lost because they remain in their obstinacy of sin. Then shall be seen the power of light over the power of darkness." "The rulers of nations make much ado and speak of peace, but instead the whole world will soon be at war, and all mankind be plunged into sorrow, because the justice of God will not be delayed in fulfilling its course, and these events are near. Tremendous will be the upheaval of the whole world, because men, as at the time of the deluge, have lost God's way and are ruled by the spirit of Satan. If men do not amend their ways, a terrifying scourge of fire will come down from heaven upon all the nations of the world, and men will be punished according to their debts, contracted with divine justice. There will be frightful moments for all, because heaven will be joined with the earth, and all the ungodly people will be destroyed. Some nations will be purified, while others will disappear entirely. Russia will march upon all the nations of Europe, particularly Italy, and will raise her flag over the dome of St. Peter's. Italy will be severely tried by a great revolution, and Rome will be purified in blood for its many sins, especially those of impurity. The flock is about to be dispersed, and the Pope must suffer greatly. The world will once more be afflicted with great calamities, with bloody revolutions, with earthquakes, with famines, with epidemics, with fearful hurricanes, and with floods from rivers and seas. But if men do not return to God, purifying fire will fall from the heavens, like snowstorms on all peoples, and a great part of mankind will be destroyed. If the people do not recognize these scourges of nature, the warnings of divine mercy, and do not return to God with truly Christian living, another terrible war will come from the east to the west. Russia, with her secret armies, will battle America, will overrun Europe. The River Rhine will be overflowing with corpses and blood. Italy also will be harassed by a great revolution, and the Pope will suffer terribly. Satan goes furiously through this disordered world and soon will show all his might. But because of my Immaculate Heart, the triumph of light will not delay in its triumph over the power of darkness, and the world finally will have tranquility and peace. People pay no attention to my motherly warnings, and thus the world is falling headlong evermore into an abyss of iniquity. Nations shall be convulsed by terrible disasters, causing destruction and death. Russia, spurred on by Satan, will seek to dominate the whole world, and by bloody revolutions will propagate her false teachings throughout all nations, especially in Italy. The church will be persecuted, and the Pope and the priests shall suffer much. Oh, what a horrible vision I see! A great revolution is going on in Rome. They are entering the Vatican. The Pope is all alone. He is praying. They are holding the Pope. They take him down by force. They knock him down to the floor. They are trying him. Oh God, oh God, they are kicking him. What a horrible scene, how dreadful. Our Blessed Mother is drawing near. Like corpses, those evil men fall down to the floor. Our Lady helps the Pope to his feet, and taking him, she covers him with her mantle, saying, "Fear not." Our Blessed Mother speaks again. My daughter, Rome will not be saved, because the Italian rulers have forsaken the divine light, and because only a few people really love the church. But the day is not far off when all the wicked shall perish under the tremendous blows of divine justice. It is important to understand something here. These prophecies belong to what the Catholic Church calls private revelation. They do not carry the same authority as sacred scripture. They are not binding upon the faithful. No Catholic is required to believe them. They are also conditional. The severity can be lessened, or perhaps even avoided, through repentance, penance, and prayer, especially praying the rosary. So the question isn't, will these prophecies come true? The question is, are we living in the time they warned about? Until my next video, God bless.